Welcome to Mammon Audio. My name is Susan. By the time I was 12, my reputation as the family tomboy was pretty much established. I rarely played with other girls, never wore skirts, except reluctantly at school, and preferred my own company. The other thing I knew with certainty at that age was that I was fascinated with the act of spanking. By now I rarely got the back of my mother's hand, but I had a little brother 5 years younger and he still regularly got his pants put down to go across mum's knee. I would watch carefully and discreetly as mum smacked his little bare bottom while he lay across her lap, wriggling and crying like a baby. I never let on to anyone, but when I saw my brother being disciplined I would get a tingling between my legs and presently I would be aware that my vagina had become wet and slippy. Afterwards, if I was able, I would take myself off somewhere by myself and put my hand down my knickers, rubbing myself and smelling my fingers. I had never done anything before that felt so naughty, so dirty and yet so good, and I had my first orgasm after witnessing a particularly harsh spanking, which left my brother with the reddest bottom I'd ever seen. My favorite place for such privacy was the woods surrounding the old hall near my village home. The hall had long been abandoned and was slowly decaying, and the woods around it were deep and lush, with thick rhododendron bushes fringing the overgrown lawns, in which I would make dens. I was on my way up there one afternoon to play, in the normal sense, when I passed a house and heard shouting come from inside. A boy named Neil, who was 3 years younger than me, lived there with his parents. As I say, I tended to play more with boys than girls, so I knew Neil quite well, despite the significant age gap. What made me stop in my tracks was the sound of Neil's dad shouting coming from the house. I heard him yell, "What's going to make you learn?" There was a kind of a scream from Neil, and then, through the small open window in Neil's bedroom came the unmistakable sound of a bottom being soundly smacked, each whack followed by more crying and yelling from the boy with the occasional desperate plea of "No more, Daddy, no more." The smacking suddenly stopped as abruptly as it had started and again I heard the father's raised voice. "Get yourself outside, I've had enough of you being under my feet." I stood there rooted to the spot, unsure of what to do, then all of a sudden Neil burst out of the house, his face stained from crying. I pretended I was just walking up at that moment.
"You okay?"
"Yeah," he said quietly. "Wanna go to the woods?" "I'm going." He nodded and we walked on in silence for a bit. We walked through the woods on the main path, then when we got to the rhododendrons, I took him by the arm and led him into where the bushes shielded us from view. When we got there, I told Neil, "I heard you getting your bottom smacked."
"I did not," he replied indignantly. "I'll tell your daddy you've lied, shall I, then? That'll be another smack bottom." Neil looked sullen but said nothing. Eventually, I asked, "What did you get it for?" This time, he didn't lie. "I spilled Coke on the carpet."
"Did it hurt?"
He nodded.
"What do you get?"
"Slipper."
He blushed and was still shy, but I could feel that familiar feeling between my legs now and I didn't want to stop cross-questioning the boy. I said, "When I'm spanked, my mum takes down my knickers." Neil said nothing but blushed bright red. I put a hand softly and sympathetically on Neil's face. "Does your daddy take your pants down for the slipper?" Neil continued to stare intently at the ground but nodded. I got daring. "Will you show me your smacked bottom? Get lost." I thought I was at a dead end, but then I had an idea. "If I show you my bottom, will you show me yours?" Neil considered for a few moments, then nodded. "You first, though." I turned my back to him, then with hands slightly trembling with excitement I undid the button and zip of my jeans, then lowered both them and my knickers in one go, feeling a light breeze waft across my bare backside as I did so. I heard a little sharp intake of breath from Neil. I stood there for a moment, then daringly turned around to show off my fanny too. I grinned at him, and his own face split into a shy smile. "Come on, then, naughty boy," I said gently, "show me what you got." For an answer,
Neil turned away from me and eased down his own trousers and pants. His bum was still crimson from his spanking, and there were quite a few marks from the slipper too. Without thinking, I reached out and gently touched Neil's bum, which was deliciously warm and soft. "I'll rub it better," I said, and proceeded to gently massage his rump, feeling almost giddy as I did so. After a while, I took his arm to turn him around to face me, and it was then that I had the biggest shock of the day. Neil's penis was standing perfectly to attention. Of course, I frequently saw my brother's willy when he was bared to be smacked, but this was much bigger and it was the first erection I'd ever seen. I was about to reach out and touch it, when we heard the sound of crunching underfoot and a murmur of adult voices. Without another word, Neil hoisted up his trousers and pants and ran off. I bundled my own clothes back up around my waist but stayed hidden in the bushes until the walkers had passed. When everyone had gone, I let my jeans and knickers down again and gave my own bottom a few experimental smacks. Then I put my hand down to my girl's crease. I put a finger up myself and ground my groin against my hand, all the while thinking of Neil's bottom and willy. It didn't take long at all for me to come, and I gave an ecstatic little grunt as I did so. Then I found a couple of dock leaves to wipe my fanny and went to have a look at the old hall. I longed to have a look around it, but thankfully, for my safety, and that of other children, it had been efficiently boarded up and there was no way in. Sadly, after that, Neil tended to avoid me. When we did meet, I sometimes tried to steer the conversation back to his spanking, and at one point I even asked him directly if he had his bottom smacked lately, but he just said, "No. I'm a big boy now. I don't get smacked like a baby." We both knew it was a lie, of course. Nevertheless, my dirty little pubescent mind made great use of the incident, and I often think about it even today, especially when hubby is giving me a seeing to. All that from a smacked bottom.